U.S. Senator Charles Schumer visited Albany Medical Center, where he called for $1.9 billion in emergency funding to fight the Zika virus. Calling for an aggressive campaign against Zika, the New York Democrat says the situation has reached a critical level. Schumer says the House only approved $600 million to fight Zika, some of that money taken from the Ebola prevention program.
And you say, well, it just affects South America or the southern U.S. No. By summertime, the two mosquitoes that can carry Zika, Aedes aegypti and Aedes tiger, can get as far north as the capital region and even further north.
Albany Medical Center CEO Jim Barba categorizes Zika as a very pressing public health issue.
Zika, unlike some of the other terrible viruses with which we've dealt in the past, HIV, AIDS, etc., does not present in a person affected in a very serious way. So it may be that those who have been affected don't even know about it. But it has a profoundly deleterious effect on any woman who is pregnant, on the fetus.
Albany County Health Commissioner Dr. Elizabeth Whalen says in recent weeks, scientists have confirmed that the Zika virus is the cause of the devastating birth defect microcephaly.
There's currently no treatment and no vaccine available for Zika virus.
Whalen believes formulating a response on the local level should be a top priority. Barba adds that after 3 months of intense research on Zika,
we still can't say whether there is any time during the pregnancy when it is safe for the fetus.
Schumer says more than 800 Americans are infected with the virus.
In the state of New York, 180 cases of Zika confirmed just the other day, and they're popping up across New York State, upstate and down. Last week, it was revealed that an individual in Albany County and another in Schenectady County were diagnosed with Zika.
Whalen counts 19 pregnant women in that statewide count. She says a fully funded federal initiative will enable local health departments to enhance virus readiness and response capacity to limit potential clusters in the United States.
National funding is essential and will pave the way to continue urgently important scientific work, including accelerated efforts around prevention and control of Zika virus.
Schumer says Congress should approve the funding now, before the epidemic spreads and more cases show up in the United States come mosquito season. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.